I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump's meetings with the French and Canadian leaders at the G7 went well, AP's Mike Rossi reports.
The White House says President Trump had positive meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and French President Emmanuel Macron at the G7 summit in Quebec Friday. Speaking to reporters alongside Macron, Trump praised the French leader.
You've got great courage. You're doing the right thing.
And Trump touted his talks on NAFTA with Trudeau.
We had a very, very good meeting on NAFTA with Justin and his representatives.
Earlier, Trump joked to reporters that Trudeau had agreed to cut all tariffs and trade barriers between Canada and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Taliban announced Saturday it will halt offensive operations against government security forces across Afghanistan as Ramadan concludes. The ceasefire coincides with a week-long halting of anti-Taliban operations by the Afghan government. One U.S. Special Operations soldier is dead, four wounded after al-Qaeda-linked militants attacked an outpost in the southwestern Somalia. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. President Trump has told reporters if things don't go well at next week's summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, he is prepared to return to Washington.
So I am totally prepared to walk. It could happen. Maybe it won't be necessary. I hope it won't be necessary to walk, because I really believe that Kim Jong-un wants to do something that is going to be great for his people and also great for his family and great for himself.
The Trump administration wants denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Pyongyang wants sanctions relief. The president has left for a meeting with the leader after the G7. This is VOA News. The Washington Post is reporting Chinese government